Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning, America. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici, and this is going to be very Straight Talk on Health today. A beautiful Saturday to you. Thank you for listening to the show. Let's get to it. Blockbusters. We're always thinking in terms of the big things. A lot of how people approach their health revolves around the massive shift that they imagine in their mind that they need to take towards a healing. So you've got to do it all. You've finally gotten to that place where you can't function anymore. You're not sick, you don't have a disease, but you can barely roll out of bed, make it to work, and make it back to dinner. That's where a lot of us find ourselves each year. And our first impulse is the overhaul, the major step, the big change, the expensive change, the painful change, the change that's going to atone you for all your nutritional sins. And this show today is about how you're not supposed to do that, because it doesn't work. For most of you, it does not work. We replace one form of torture with another form of torture. So I want to give you guys a perspective today about your health journey. Your return back to health can be about mastery in a step-by-step, easy-to-follow formula, as long as you don't do what you always do, beat yourself up along the way. If we could just slow it down and understand that health is a pot. It's an empty pot, and each day you throw a penny in, just a penny, not a dollar, not $10, not second mortgaging your house to fix your teeth, just little things. And if you keep doing that, just like people who save pennies and end up with $1 million for their retirement, you will accumulate health. That's the opposite of the way a lot of us go at it, because it's not sensational. Americans want sensational, instant gratification. It's part of human nature. It's what it is to be American. We want it now. We want it bigger. We want it better. We want it faster. It doesn't work for a lot of people. For some of you, no problem. But for lots of you, it's a pipe dream. It's why you spin. It's why you go up and down. So, first rule, big mistake to overdo. If you are at the point where you're frozen. Now, what do I mean by frozen? I mean, nobody told you you're going to die. Nobody told you you have a disease. You just don't feel well. And even though your yearly physical tells you you're just fine, you know inside yourself something's wrong, because your body can't move anymore. You pick yourself up with all your inherent strength. You roll out of bed. You get to the breakfast table. You schlep out of your house. You collapse into the car. You just about have enough energy to put your foot on the gas pedal. You park hopefully as close to your office as you can. You roll out of your car. You sit down in your big chair, and you pray that you get through the day, and nobody notices how bad you feel, especially your clients. Is that you? I think so, for many of us. What do you do then? You're going to take this lesson today in the next 56 minutes. And then you're going to listen to it again on my archive on straighttalk.cc. If you're new to the show, straighttalk.cc, we have 62 hours of archived shows. I don't know what I haven't covered now over a year and a half. I think we've just got about every imaginable concern. You've got 1 hour of stuff you're going to have to listen to again and a third time. It's not complicated. It's just that I put a lot into 60 Minutes, as you all know. Okay, first thought for you. If it applies to you, one more hour of sleep. One more hour. If you're sleeping four, sleep five. If you're sleeping five, sleep six. Cut something out to get to bed 1 hour early, or cut something out to get up 1 hour later. I didn't say 2 hours. I didn't say go from four to six. I didn't say go from five to eight. I didn't say throw your husband out of bed. I didn't say sell your dog. I didn't say neglect your children. I simply said one more hour. If in the morning, when you awaken, you get that impulse to stay in bed one more hour. Sleep is everything. If you were to ask me, after 20 years of clinical experience with people, the two most important determinants of your health, one is sleep, and the other one is your spiritual life. Are you good to yourself? Are you fighting God? Are you holding on to your pain? But let's forget about the pain stuff. Sleep. It's bigger than you think, and it accumulates. It bioaccumulates in a negative way if you're not getting it consistently. Men, up to pee-pee each night, 2 to 3 times, because the prostate is in bad shape. Ladies, after that bladder prolapses because you don't have a uterus, or 3 to 4 children have created scars like episiotomies and cesareans that are reflexing into the bladder and keeping you up 2 to 3 times a night. You're not getting your sleep. Just fix the sleep. Don't save your money until you have $500,000 to lay down on your health. Don't wait till retirement. Don't say, I've got to do the overhaul. Just fix the sleep. So if you're urinating too much, get it fixed. You've got QRA practitioners. You've got great people in holistic health. You've got great books on this. Give it a shot so you fix your sleep problem. And if you don't have the urination problem, like most of you who don't, just sleep one more hour. All right, there's the first pearl. Number two, sugar. I'm going to cut out sugar completely. No, you're not. What planet are you on? You're not doing this. I'm always there watching, and I know you're not. You hide your candies and your pastries, and you've got your little habits all carved out, your little secret life. Well, you know what? Enjoy your little secret life. But when you have to take a step, start cutting out the sugar, but once a day. If you're on 6 cans of Coke a day, cut to 5. If you're on 5, cut to 4. If you have to get up and have that croissant with coffee and sugar, continue to do it. In the afternoon, skip it. Skip the dessert. If you can't skip the dessert, order 3 desserts at the restaurant. Order 3, not 1. Take a bite out of the most tasty one to you and let everybody else get fat and eat the dessert. You understand? Go into a 7-Eleven on the way home from work when you're flipping out because your job is on the line, or you're going through a divorce, or your kids made you upset. Go in there and buy everything you want. Take one bite out of it and throw it out. Yeah, that's right. I did say that. Waste sugar. Send it away. Give it to somebody. Do you understand the mentality? The mentality is, I'm coming home from work. I'm not happy about some emotional issue. I'm about to eat comfort food. So I'm going to stop at Jack in the Box. I'm going to stop at Pizza Hut. I'm going to stop at Domino's. I'm going to stop at 7-Eleven. I'm going to stop wherever I'm going to stop. I'm going to go in there and I'm going to buy a box of donuts. And once I eat one, I'm going to be so angry at myself that I'm going to eat the whole box plus a couple of cans of Coke, etc. Don't do that. Give yourself the freedom, give yourself the humanness of going in and doing that, and then Have one donut and throw the rest in the garbage. That's right. That will work for you. Some of you are in that place. What's your alternative? Oh, that's absurd what I just said. You know what's absurd? I'll tell you what's absurd. Every single week, you have a flip out. And you don't tell anybody about it. And so what you do is you eat that box of donuts. That's absurd. You like pizza? Pull the cheese off the pizza, wrap it around the fork, bite the crust, and throw out the rest. When you have your moment of panic, when you have your moment of humanness, minimize the damage. Don't become totalitarian. Don't become your own worst dictator. Don't make your life worse because of your guilt and shame complex. Let's keep going. NutraSweet. Those of you who watch your waistlines, those of you who understand the perils of sugar, who are so willing to down the Diet Cokes, because then at least you don't get the sugar. Please don't do that. You're not helping yourself. You're frying your brain. NutraSweet, saccharin, I mean, remember Diet Tab? Some of you are old enough to remember Tab. That was the first NutraSweet we had. That was saccharin. Every year in New York City, they have the NutraSweet Council, scientists from all over the world who are being funded by their various agencies in government to discover, detect, and to publish on the perils of NutraSweet. Have no arguments at these conventions. It is rat poison. If you are doing diet soda to keep your waist down, please get fat right away. I'll repeat that. If you're doing diet soda, NutraSweet, because you think that's clever, don't. You are guaranteeing yourself an early case of Alzheimer's. This stuff is bad beyond bad beyond bad. It's rat poison. It's at the top of the list. You should spray Raid in your hair before you drink NutraSweet. That's how bad this stuff is. The research is out there. So, once again, sugar's bad. I know it, so I do Diet Coke. First of all, we don't even know if you'll not gain weight on that kind of stuff. We don't even know that the zero caloric content of a can of NutraSweet really ensures you any benefit to weight loss. That's been challenged. I don't know if it's true, but it's been challenged. Aspartame, so on and so forth. All right, you're smoking cigarettes. You got a cigarette habit. You know, one of the biggest mistakes you make in nutrition as a doctor is to sit there. I rarely have made this mistake. I picked it up early on. Don't tell someone that smokes that they shouldn't smoke. All right, that's not a good idea. People who smoke know smoking is not good for them. And when they pay you good money for counsel, and the first thing you tell them is don't smoke cigarettes. All right, you're making a boo-boo. What they're looking for is a plan. That's what they're looking for. And here's one plan for you people that just can't get off that last three or four cigarettes a day. Get fat. That's right. Get fat. Go out and eat garbage food. The worst imaginable if you want. Because this is like war. Health sometimes is like a war. And you've got, as the general, to make the cost-cutting decisions. Choose the lesser of two evils. It's negotiation. It's really getting real with yourself about what you can do. So that person that walks in and says, I'm giving up cigarettes, I'm giving up soda, I'm going on a diet, I just hired a trainer, I'm doing the whole overhaul. You have about a 0% success rate with that type of approach. And anybody that tells you differently is either lying or grossly exaggerating. So if you're on the cigarette, there can be nothing worse for you. Cigarettes and NutraSweet, way up there as rat poisons. And you need to get off the cigarette. Let yourself get fat. Let yourself engage in whatever legal vice, whether it's an extra glass of wine, it's an extra glass of scotch, whatever it might be, give yourself that freedom.